This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up verse 38. He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then go into verse 39. "Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" I want to talk about some things that are not obvious in the language, the English language, but here's what I found out. In verse 37, the term "he shouted" was where you just yell out to get attention from someone. "Hey, over here." That's shouting. But the verb that's used, the word that's used in 38, get this, is where a person screams like an animal. You've heard that scream sometime, where a person is screaming for help. A person is in grave danger, life and death, and they're screaming for help. And that's the word that's used in verse 38. What it tells me is this: this man was so desperate to have Jesus come to him, he was willing to scream like an animal. And you say, what's your point? Some of you have been there in your spirit. Some of you may be there right now. It's long gone where you've been saying, "God, help me." Now it's, "God, help me," almost like an animal crying out for help, wailing for help. And you've been there and you may be there now. And this man was determined. He was persistent in his calling out to the Lord, "Have mercy on me." And I love the phrase that he used. He doesn't say, "Jesus, heal me." He says, "Have mercy on me." What's interesting, the book of Micah in the Old Testament, the 7th chapter, I think it's the 19th verse, says, "God delights in showing mercy." I love that. What do you delight in? What gives you a kick? Showing anger? Being mad? Being bitter? There are people that delight in those emotions because they're the energy that keep them going in life. In fact, Frederick Buechner, a favorite writer of mine, writes this: of the 7 deadly sins, anger is the most fun. I've never had anyone talk about a sin being the most fun, but he does. To lick your wounds, to smack your lips over grievances long past, to roll over your tongue the prospect of bitter confrontation still to come. To savor to the last morsel both the pain you were given and the pain you plan to give back. In many ways, it's a feast fit for a king. The only problem is what you are wolfing down is yourself. Listen to that sentence again. The only problem is what you are wolfing down is yourself. The skeleton at the feast is you. The skeleton at the feast is you. Verse 40, let's bring that up, 40 and 41. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, verse 41, "What do you want me to do for you?" What do you want me to do for you? "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Isn't that intriguing that Jesus would ask the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" You say, isn't it obvious that he would want to be healed of blindness? No. You know why? He might have been used to his blindness in terms of people taking care of him. There may have been someone who fed him every day. There may have been someone who brought food to him every day. There may have been someone who carried him out to a place to beg. He may have had a lifestyle that he got very comfortable with. And maybe Jesus knew something about him. And I'm being facetious because Jesus knew everything about him. "What do you want from me?" Doesn't everyone who's blind want to see? No. It's like a lot of things in life where we don't want to be healed.
Well, this message concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear the final part. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you'd like to hear on Cross Hope. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.